In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we hear of breath, we hear of wind, we hear of fire, these are all things that are associated with the moving of the Holy Spirit. As you will recall, back when, in the time of Moses, when the Lord spoke out of the whirlwind, for instance, and there seemed to always be great signs and upheavals whenever the Holy Spirit comes upon people. Pentecost is such a day. Pentecost is a time when it's a great revelation of God. And of such, we can't expect that it be something quiet or something that we just sit back and absorb or something that just sort of passes by us quickly or easily. No, it's always an upheaval. It's always a changing of our minds. It's always a turning inside out of the normal order of things. And this day is certainly not something that is part of the normal order of things. I was watching a few nights ago, there was a documentary on Mount St. Helens, 40 years after Mount St. Helens. And of course, as you all remember, the whole side of that mountain blew out. And it went for many, many miles, and in fact, much of it went around the world over time. And so it was an enormous impact up in that community. And of course, at the time, everything was just absolutely covered. Everything was destroyed. A whole lake outside of Mount St. Helens was redone by itself. It was never the same. It was full of logs, all the fish died, everything. But yet within 3 years, they began to see signs of life there already. And 40 years after, scientists were discovering that some amazing things were happening. Many of the rodents underneath the earth survived the blast, and they began coming up and digging holes. And then when the rains came, the water went through this natural irrigation underneath the ground. And plants began to spurt up. And with the plants coming up, insects began to return. And this whole incredible smorgasbord of life just appears. It just comes out of nowhere. And anyone who thinks that's some kind of accident, well, you just don't know what you're talking about. Because it's a great example of what we talk about today on Pentecost. This recreation of the whole world, this innervation of the whole world, this infusing into the world, this incredible Spirit of God. This is what God does. This is what happened at Mount St. Helens, because the Spirit of God was moving there, recreating things after this great disaster, in the same way that we know the Spirit of God moved upon the waters at creation. It was almost like a microcosm of what had happened then. These great upheavals, these turning arounds of earth, this admixturing of all sorts of life in one place that was completely unexpected. Well, we read that in the creation story too, don't we? God gives the word and it happens. The earth is created. The waters above the firmament. All of the animals. All of the plants. And finally, on the sixth day, man himself appears. And yet, because of that terrible fall that mankind took in the garden, we've been struggling ever since to come back until the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before, there were just hints of these things. Even many of the prophets spoke of the day of Pentecost in a way, the terms we've just been talking about, wind, mighty rushing of breath, fire, these kinds of things. And yet, it was to be nothing in comparison with what happened on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit had already been given to a certain degree to His apostles. They were given the power to remit sins, which was no simple thing for them. It was a big deal. But yet, the Lord said that He had to leave, because when He left, He would send the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son, as we know, together are worshipped and glorified. And as in the times when the Holy Spirit appeared to so many people, and in the times when the Holy Spirit came upon the face of the earth in creation, now the Holy Spirit comes upon the holy disciples and apostles and many others that were there. so much to the effects of the Tower of Babel, whereas confusion was granted to scatter the tongues of the people at the Tower of Babel because of their pride. Now, the Holy Spirit, even though there are a disparity of languages, the Holy Spirit comes and enables each one to hear the proclamation of Peter and the other disciples in their own language. It achieves great unity, but yet it was something still that was tumultuous. It was something that was still that was upsetting, because what do the people around say? It's 9 a.m. They look like they're drunk with new wine. It must have been quite a scene, something the apostles weren't expecting. They certainly knew that the Lord was sending the Holy Spirit to them, but they didn't know it was going to be like this. It completely took them unawares. It turned them around. It turned them upside down, inside out. This great rushing in tongues of fire lighting upon the apostles and the disciples, so that those same apostles and disciples that understood nothing, or so it seems from many of the gospel accounts, did not understand anything about what the resurrection of the Lord really meant, now all of a sudden they become theologians. They are divinized at that moment. They begin preaching the gospel, the things that they had no idea about before. Now they understood with a phenomenal perfection, so much so that they could preach to all these people. They must have looked at one another and perhaps were amazed at the things that they were saying, the things that were coming out of their mouths, the fact that they had such understanding now must have been such a surprise to them, and certainly to those around them, so that 3,000 people are converted that very day because of this preaching. This is what the Holy Spirit can do. This is the Holy Spirit that is given to all of us in baptism. This is the same Holy Spirit that we continue to grieve so much throughout our lives because we're not paying attention to ourselves. We're not paying attention to the Lord. And so we ignore this incredible power that's given to all of us. As the church says, today, meaning now, on this day, whether you're here in this church, you're watching on Facebook, wherever it happens to be, Orthodox Christian everywhere, receive this power today. It is given to us anew. It is as if we were there on that same day of Pentecost. There's nothing less than what's given us today, than what the apostles had in those days. Again, it's because we don't pay attention. We are not tuned in to what's really going on. Because if we were, this mere crowd of us here today could go out and we would convert 3,000 people easily. Easily. And so I'm asking all of you today, especially when we get to those wonderful prayers in the Vespers service, when we call the Holy Spirit down upon all of us, that you do pay attention, that you do start living the life that you are called to do, because you've certainly been given everything that you need. There's nothing that you don't have in order to accomplish your own salvation or the salvation of thousands around you. It's all there. Just wake up. Wake up and pay attention. Be attentive to the things that the church teaches, to the things that the Lord requires, to the things that He asks of all of us. Because life is short. We don't have a lot of time while we're here. And even the younger people sitting out here right now, they say, well, you know, I've got my whole life ahead of me. Well, believe me, you get to be my age and you look back and you think, gee, it seemed like it went by in a flash, a second. It was just gone. So take advantage of the time, young and old. Receive the Holy Spirit today as He has sent upon all of us. And take that wonderful grace of God that He gives us and go into all the world. Become saints, all of you. Because as we celebrate the Sunday of All Saints next week, that is the fruit of what's happening on this day. And as you become saints, you will indeed convert all of those around you. It will not be a difficult thing. It will happen quite easily. So may that wonderful Comforter who comes upon us today, may He grant to all of us the ability to turn to our Lord Jesus Christ and to go into all the world and be the Christians that we need to be. Amen.